Christensen. Last 9 festivals, I've been the executive director of Northwest Folklife. This year, I'm just a volunteer. And I feel especially privileged because for years, via what seems like information I've always received about Brian's career and Brian's progress over the last 10 years as a koto player, and because I've always been so engaged in folk life, I've never had a chance to hear him play. So I think this is, for me, a great opportunity, and for you too, a wonderful one. And Brian is 16. He's been doing this music. I think he was born playing this instrument. And he's now going to play some music that he's composed for, composed by himself. And I'm looking forward to it. And I ask you all to welcome Brian.
Hi. So the first piece I'll be playing is one I wrote pretty recently, and it's called Rainfall. Thank you. The next piece I'll be playing is called Aurora, and it was the first piece I wrote. I also wrote the next piece, and I wrote it when I was younger. I wrote a wooden roller coaster a while ago, and I decided to write a piece that sounded something like a roller coaster.
Thank you.
The name of this next piece is Festival Drums, and it was written by a really famous composer for Koto. His name is Miyagi Michio, and he was actually blind. Yeah, this is one of my favorite pieces. This is the last piece I'll be playing, and it's called Amaryllis, And it was written by the late Sawai Tadao, who is the head of the Sawai Koto School, which I belong in. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. That was terrific. You can see how lucky I am not to be the director of Folklife anymore. I get to hear this kind of thing. And it's so wonderful that this traditional instrument is being reinterpreted and kept alive, and by people of your age as well, which is just wonderful. So this is just terrific. Thank you so much.